Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, over the bank holiday weekend, we got an email from a lady called Rachel, which I'm going to read out to you now. And it's about something that happened over the weekend that a lot of you will be very familiar with. So have a listen to what Rachel wrote to us, and one of many communications that we had over the weekend about this very thing in Belfast. I want you to have a listen to this. Rachel here from Malahide. I don't know if that's even relevant, but anyway. I'm just watching here about what's been going on in Belfast and the so-called Irish patriots heading up the north to assist the northerners in their scummy anti-immigration protests and thuggery. The Irish far right are now united in hatred and racism with their loyalist counterparts. You couldn't make this shit up. I've never been so embarrassed and ashamed to be Irish than I am right now. Talk about the Irish people as a nation making us look beyond pathetic and ignorant on an international scale. It's beyond shameful. The rest of the world are watching us and laughing at us. And I, for one, want to say that these scumbags don't represent all of us. Most of us Irish people are decent, compassionate human beings. Have we forgotten our own past of seeking a better life elsewhere when things were bad here? I am so humiliated by my country and its people right now. And that's from a lady called Rachel. And she's touching on a lot of stuff there. She's touching on the fact that these protests were held at all in Belfast. I have to say, when I saw photographs of Coolock Says No and an Irish flag alongside the Northern Ireland flag and the Union Jack, I nearly vomited.
Yeah. Make you sick, wouldn't it?
I nearly vomited. Make you sick. I just thought to myself, yeah, what the absolute fuck is going on here? Only a couple of weeks ago, Northern loyalists were happily burning our bloody flag on top of...
Did they have a Garda car as well? Didn't they make a Garda car?
Well, no, they actually had a PSNI car that they burned. But the point being that they burned Irish flags, they burned effigies of Republicans...
And there they were, standing together in unity.
And honestly, I was genuinely sickened when I saw, because what it says to me is that we are united in hatred. That these lowlifes who decided to hijack, by the way, the Coolock Says No banner and bring it to Belfast with them. There are some genuine, decent people in Coolock that stand behind that banner. I
would be mortified if I were one of the genuine, intelligent protesters.
Correct.
And I have been very defensive of the protesters, people's right to protest, and I've been very understanding. But this, going up, marching and standing with the loyalists, yeah, no, I draw the line there. I'm sorry. No.
And
no
me. I honestly, if these toe rags knew anything about loyalism, about loyalist culture, about their absolute detestation of anything Irish... Yeah.
They wouldn't be so quick. But the problem is that I think a lot of the people who went up to Belfast are too stupid probably to realise they don't represent the real protesters. They don't represent the people with real concerns. They're idiots. They're literally thick gobshites. Going up with the Irish flag and standing beside the Union Jack. And it repulses me. It brings out an anger in me that I cannot explain.
And me. When I saw the photograph that was doing the rounds of Coolock Says No and an Irish flag on the left-hand side and Union Jacks and the Northern Ireland loyalist flag.
Jessica says, shows we're fighting the same issues. We have a different government. What's it? It was completely pointless. Anybody going, I have been... Always.
No, as I said, Jessica, united in hatred. The one thing that those people who were at that protest have in common with loyalists is hatred of anything foreign. Literally.
I understand protesters protesting on their own, in their own area, when it's happening in their area. But this going up the north was proof to me that this is people who just want to cause trouble, because one, there's a different government, so it doesn't matter, it's pointless. And two, it's not on your doorstep. It's nothing to do with you what's going on in the north. And you're standing with people who fucking hate the Irish and everything Irish, and you brought the tricolour up, the tricolour that they burned only weeks ago on bonfires, and you stood with them, and then not only stood with them, these gobshites drank with them then, with them.
They went out on the piss
with them.
In the Loyalist Bar in Belfast.
You could not make it up. These are the thickest of society. I understand the protests. I understand why people are protesting. And as I said, I've always been very kind of like, you know, I get it. This, I draw the line here. Mm. Standing with fucking Loyalists and your tricolour that they burned only less than a month ago. I'm sorry, gobshites.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this and find out whether or not you actually support protesters from the south going up north and protesting side by side with loyalists in Belfast the other day. An Irish flag and a Union Jack and a Northern Ireland flag all in the same vicinity, which is unheard of. It's literally unheard of.
If it was a family member of mine, I genuinely disown them.
Would you? Yeah.
I'd disown them. I would never speak to them again. And that's no word of a lie.
Okay, I want to kick off with this message that was sent in to us just before we started recording from Mike.
All along the cool-off season, Loyalists have been saying their protest has been about lack of services, amenities and trying to protect the women and children. Well, what they've done at the weekend is after showing them up by literally standing with Loyalist murderers. You know, a couple of weeks ago, these lads were burning our flag under bonfires beside Science's Red KAT. It just shows it was nothing but pure racism all along. I do feel sorry for the good people of Coolock, because they're now going to be lumped in with the Loyalist sympathisers. You know, and there's a word for them, traitors.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you getting on today, Adrian? Excuse me.
How could you side up with Northern Loyalists who want nothing more than the destruction of the lovely place that we call home?
Because, Adrian, I think the friend is my enemy for the minute. That's the mentality. It's a warlike mentality, because I believe we are at war with our governments all across Europe. So anything that puts pressure on political systems, I welcome when it comes to this issue.
So siding up with the sort of scum, and I'm sorry, that's the only word I can use, only a matter of weeks ago were burning our flag, and now they're best buddies.
I understand the concern, but like I said, the numbers came out, and it's numbers. And the fight we're in at the minute, numbers is what matters. Any pressure we can put on the political system in this country and in the north to stop them from...
What in God's name has a Coolock says no banner? What is that doing at a parade in Belfast?
All right, the Coolock says no banner. That's very singling out Coolock. The Irish flag on its own would have been better off going up by itself. I'll grant you that. But like I said, my opinion is of this. The enemy of my enemy is my friend for the minute. That's my mentality with this. Because I believe we are...
So it's scum siding up with scum, basically.
That's your opinion. And look, Irish men, north and south, it doesn't fucking matter. It's Ireland, the Ireland of Ireland. They're coming in through the north, Adrian. We've been invaded through the north.
Hang on, these same people that were standing up, these people don't want the Ireland of Ireland together. These people hate the Irish.
Katie, I understand all that. But like I said, these people have been trafficked in through the north, and anything that puts pressure on political systems, north and south, and that's people on the streets, which is all keep on saying, where are all the bleeding people on the streets? Why aren't they coming out onto the streets? That's my take on this. The enemy of my enemy is my friend for the minute. Yes, we need the numbers. We need to put pressure on the political system.
I wouldn't want to be friends with people who the ancestors of people that they killed. How many innocent Irish people were murdered?
Look, we all have our history. Every country in the world has a history based in violence.
This should not be forgotten in this.
And nobody's saying forget about it.
Listen.
Nobody's saying forget about it.
What was your enemy?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend for the minute. In the fight that we are in, that's my mentality on this. Not to even forget.
I find it very sad. I find it very sad that hatred is what has brought loyalists.
Find it very sad that we've got to this point too.
But why are the immigrants your enemies? I'd be more
because again,
the loyalists
Kate, you know,
would be more
again,
my enemy
Kate,
than the
you,
immigrants.
Again, that's a history. Now you look to the future and where we're going to go. And it's my problem. I keep saying it.
Why are sad that you keep calling these people coming into the country? Now I get the concerns of protesters, genuine protesters. But why are you referring to these people? A lot of them who are escaping war torn countries and
we don't know that, Kate. Now the numbers
not
don't
all
add
them,
up to
not
that
all
statement.
Them, but
the
a lot
numbers
of them,
don't
why
support
are you calling
that
them
statement.
Your enemies?
Because again,
are your
again,
enemies.
No,
they hate you.
Second,
they
Kate,
hate
Kate,
Irish, anything Irish.
But that's again, okay, the common enemy. Okay, I said that we have a history with these people in the north. They're there. They're staying. They're not going anywhere. Okay, but these people are coming down through the north in massive numbers.
Can I ask you, Jonathan? What do you think was achieved by going
do
to going to Belfast the other day, walking around with a Coolock Says No banner and Irish tricolours, and then going on the piss with a load of loyalists in a loyalist bar? What is that going to do to stop people coming from the north?
Do you think that the political establishment seen that video as well and went, holy shit, this is a new fucking, this is somewhere new. We weren't expecting this.
You see, well, no, because I'll be honest with you, I find the gobshites that actually took part in that protest the other day know nothing about our history, know nothing about the people that they were hanging out with the other day,
who want nothing
more than the destruction of our nation.
You may be right, but these
There's no maybe right.
You're making grand assumptions there, and a lot of people that went to the north of Ireland there the weekend. You're just throwing big assumptions out. And I'm saying you may be right, you may be wrong. But the fight ahead is what these people are concerned with. Not what happened before, not what happened last week, or bleeding last month. As I keep on saying to you people, I don't care about yesterday or the day before. I'm for today and tomorrow, going forward. And we need people on our side in this fight. The country's been invaded.
But he's not.
The
these people
border.
Aren't on your side. These people were burning your flag
fight.
Only weeks ago.
In this fight, they are.
So you're saying that's in the past. But no, sorry, Jonathan, it's not in the past because only weeks ago they were burning the tricolour. And these idiots go up and stand
issue,
with them and drink with them.
And again, your opinion is your entitlement. In my opinion, I say...
But you're not making any sense. You're saying it's in the past. It's not in the past. They were burning the flag only 3 weeks ago.
Which is in the past. I understand what you're saying.
Jonathan, I would much rather have a foreigner living next door to me who was an asylum seeker than some than some of the loyalist scum that I've had the mispleasure of meeting over the years. Absolute scum.
And Adrian, if you could be certain what was coming into your country wasn't foreign scum with hate and heart and intent, you could prove that you'd be grand. But we don't have that assurance. We don't have these assurances. We don't know who's coming into this country. There's camps and camps of fighting age single men going into this country all over the place. That's what these people are. We have no certainty of what these people... We know what they are in the north. We know what we're dealing with. We know what them people are. But again, I will say, for the fight that we are in right now, to my mind, we need as many like-minded people as we can get to push back against this on the
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Rachel. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Rachel.
Oh, Adrian, my blood is... I'm listening to him. I have to be. I'm raging.
That's fine.
I'm absolutely raging.
Okay.
Up until you said that whoever you were that went up to that march, up until the day before that, loyalists were still burning their flag. And literally, when I tell you, they would wipe us out on a flash if they could. They got a chance, they would wipe us out on a flash.
So,
listen, you're making a fool of yourself.
Maybe so, in your opinion. Do you agree with
you? It's all in the past. Do you agree with United Ireland going forward?
Would you like to see United Ireland? Let me talk.
I 100% believe we should have United Ireland. I 100%, 1,000% want this support, and I would do anything within limits to make sure that that happens. But let me tell you with these protests, let me tell you for a second, right? First off, the fact that they even knew that there was a protest organised by loyalists up the north. Let me finish. You had your say.
I'm listening to you.
Astounds me, right? You have the likes of Derek Lloyd that started all this bleeding far-right shite, right? And he had your man Tommy Robinson over, rolling out the red carpet, showing him everything. Your man Tommy Robinson openly talked about how he supports the soldiers as well, that the soldiers that killed people on Bloody Sunday. He openly talks about how much he wants British rule over here. Openly, as far as the other day, he's saying it. Do you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, all these marches become not protests for what for keeping people safe. They become, and I'm not about Sinn Féin, but they all of a sudden become anti-Sinn Féin. Now, as soon as all elections, that was over. Let me finish. Right? As soon as all of that is over, and look, not one march has been shouted about anti-Sinn Féin. Because they got what they wanted. But now what they do is they come down here and they get fucking idiots like you to go up north and walk.
I didn't go up to the north.
Fucking yeah.
And Jonathan, you know that if
to
tomorrow...
Jonathan, you know that
if tomorrow it was even kind of insinuated that Ireland could be united, those same people that those gobshites sat up drinking and holding the tricolour, you know they'd be killings. Literally, killings.
So hold on a second.
They don't want you. They don't want the Irish.
They hate the Irish.
They've been openly saying how they will come down here if we have United Ireland.
Give me immigrants any day over the loyalist score.
Okay, Jonathan.
We have the fucking RUC on the streets of Dublin as it is. We have water tanks coming down from the north as it is. The state in the north is fighting against us up there as well. They're sending down recruits and they're sending down provisions.
Yes. Your man that was leading the Kulak says no. It was actually a photograph.
Are there water cannons in Dublin? The RUC are on the street. There's water cannons in Dublin. The RUC are on the street of Dublin. Joe Harris is an RUC man. We've already been infected.
Let me tell you something for a second about your fucking water cannons and Joe Harris and all this.
Yeah.
Forget about that for a fucking second, because that has nothing to do.
It's all the same thing.
I have to say, Jonathan, you are sidestepping this conversation. The fact that the Irish tricolour and the Kulak says no banner was used alongside loyalist Northern Ireland flags and Union Jacks being carried by people that would absolutely destroy us if they got an opportunity, I found just disgusting.
Okay. And you're all entitled to your opinions, but the country's tearing itself apart anyway. He's not fucking realised that. The country is tearing itself apart anyway.
You've got to have stand side by side with fucking liars that will shoot you in the head.
Excuse me.
Rachel, let me ask you. When you saw those photographs from Belfast the other day of the Irish tricolour and the Kulak says no banner and the loyalist flags, what did you think?
Do you know what? I'd be honest with you, Adrian. I'm shaking with the anger over this, because do you know what? It has literally diminished everything that our country has actually fought and stood for, whether it's our independence, every little thing. Now, I'm not saying there's not wrong and right on both sides. I'm not saying that. Do you know what I mean? But these are people. They're up as literally as recently as the day before, as the day of that protest, have openly on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, have openly talked about United Ireland will never happen, they will never let it happen, what they will do to us, all this kind of stuff, talking about the kind of people we are, but, do you know what I mean? It's known. They don't hide it anymore. They don't even hide it. And this is what I'm saying. Like, the fact that Air Flag, I understand, say, when it comes to like sporting events like the Olympics, that stuff is different. That's different. This was nothing about a peaceful protest. This was about a hateful protest and using idiots, absolute morons from where Kulak says now. Your man has picture doing a Nazi salute. Your man does a picture of him doing a Nazi salute at this protest. A Nazi salute. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone tell me, like, this is not, I'm not going off my head here. Do you know what I mean? Because to me, someone seems to, I don't know if this is conspiracy theory or whatever, someone seems to have, whether it's infiltrated or whether it's got into someone's head, because I think these protests have gone way off, Mark. I think they've gone past being about what people need and should be protesting about, which I actually agree to a lot of different things. Do you know what I mean? And there's some parts I don't, because there is some genuine immigrants that genuinely, I have to be honest, I'd rather them as neighbours than some people, especially the ones that I've done on that march. That's being honest. But the fact, it's sickening. I think it's absolutely made a laughing stock of us.
Okay, stay there. Okay, stay there for a second. A lot of people feel that way. This is Craig.
That chap that's on there now, he's the biggest clown. He's more of a clown than what we've seen in Fossil Circus. He's shining your enemy. You're like, what the fuck? I'm an arm racer skinhead, and an Nazi skinhead one time turned around and says he's not into republicanism. And I'm not even going to say what happened that night, but these people are fools that's going around nowadays with their the hatred of everything, you know, like, what the fuck? First they were the hatred to Protestants, now they're hating Muslims, and the funny thing about it was is they're probably listening to like the Public Enemy and Ice Cube, who are fucking Muslims.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I just can't believe that we have an Irish man on the line who was saying that he would rather stand with loyalists who literally were burning his flag only weeks ago.
Hold on for a second,
Jonathan.
Hold on for a second. I understand, but I believe this country is under attack from within anyway. Our government haters is not listening to us. What do they think is going to happen?
I understand.
People of the same mindset on this issue have come together.
I understand your concerns about immigration. I get the concerns. Yes. I get the fundamental concerns. But going up and standing with people who, as Adrian said, would destroy us and annihilate us tomorrow if they could, we would be gone from the island. They'd have it all. Unjustifiable.
And if we had our way, they'd be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably
so,
right.
Yeah, so there you go. Hate it on both sides. I'm just saying, the way it is at the minute in this country, I'm saying people have their arse in their elbow at the minute. They're just doing anything they can to get heard. And this will get them heard. People are not brought, people are talking about it. The political establishment are taking note now. I didn't go to Belfast the weekend, but I'm just saying I can understand why people are, because they're not getting the fucking answers. They're being ignored. And when you ignore
standing
people, you're
with
going
loyalists
to extremes.
Is not the
you
way
try
to do
to
it.
Extremes,
standing
that's
with
what
people
you do.
Who hate Ireland and everything Irish is not the way to do it.
Okay, and they'll be found out if they're wrong. But I'm saying it's a common enemy that we see at the minute. And like I said, it's the governments that are the enemy.
But it's a different,
that's who the
two different
are.
Governments.
Oh, you understand that. But now on both sides of the bleeding divide, they're taking note of what happened up there on Saturday.
Okay, stay there for a second.
I have to go back into work now.
Oh, well, go on then. Okay, go on. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you doing, lads? I just wanted to talk there. I'm actually fuming here, listening to that woman talking about standing with loyalists. It doesn't matter if they're loyalist Republicans, if you're English, Scottish, Welsh, French, it doesn't matter who you are. If people are willing to stand beside each other to fight for children, I think that's all that matters. But you want to keep living in the past about who burned whose flags and who bombed who.
Jessica, we're not talking about the past, we're talking about 3 weeks ago.
Three weeks ago,
Irish flags were being burned in Belfast.
And everybody... And all of them people put aside their differences to stand together
children. They're united in... What do you mean stand together for children?
Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, for children. For the children that were murdered. For the children that were stabbed in Ireland. That's why everybody went to Belfast. I know the people that went to Belfast. I'm running two groups. Exactly why they went to Belfast. They went to Belfast to stand with the men in solidarity for them three children being murdered in England. That's what happened. That's the truth. Because I'm not a racist. Because my best friend's Polish, my other best friend's Latvian, I friend from Brazil, I friend from all over the country. I'm not a racist. And I'm running two groups the last 2 years. One is Ireland needs to leave the EU and they're creating a new one. And the new group is a proactive solution to what's going on, instead of destruction, instead of burning buildings, instead of, you know, arguing with Derek and everything else. I created a proactive solution. Have you and your listeners realised I don't know what I'm allowed to say on air, that the sexual assault rate and the rape rate in Ireland have risen by 85% in the last 2 years?
Even if your statistics are 100% accurate, has that got to do with these protests?
With what's going on? I'll tell you exactly what has got to do with the protests. When I started my group because I was too scared to walk home at night in my small town. I'm from Dublin, but I moved to the country. And in the country, there was a community meeting held, and a TD councillor, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, sat down with the community to talk about their fears and concerns. Apparently, there's 900 migrants moving into the town. Now, Airtown, there was a bank robbed in Airtown, and it took Airguard 7 hours to respond to that because there's only a few of them.
So I got offered a part-time job and I was too scared to walk home. I'm a survivor of rape and I'm a survivor of sexual assault. And I've been at the protest, but I'm at the protest and I'm speaking about rape and sexual assault and going on in Ireland. That's what I've been doing the last 2 years. All I'm doing is trying to keep people safe.
Okay, and my question to you is, Jessica, my question is, what has this got to do with immigration in this country? All of these statistics you're driving out.
Okay, you are a very intelligent man. I've been listening to you for years. I think you're an intelligent man. I'm actually telling you, the sexual assaults have raised and rape has raised by 85% in Ireland in the last 2 years.
Okay, but I don't believe
that's okay. If you don't believe that, when we're finished this podcast, you can go and look up that statistics and you can text me later and say sorry, because it is the truth. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't got a racist bone in my body. I really haven't. I don't care what country you're from, what religion you are. If you want to come and move to Ireland and live here and walk here peacefully and follow our laws, then all the merrier. Do you know what I mean? All on board. But we were told by the Fianna Fáil TD and the Sinn Féin TD that our government have made such a mess, they don't know who anybody is. Nobody is vetted. Even the ones that are saying are vetted aren't vetted. They literally told us this. And the Anglo South, the newspaper, they recorded the whole interview. And I actually have a friend that recorded the whole interview. And they told us a lot. They told us we won't be safe walking around the park. They told us vulnerable adults won't be safe. They told everybody is scared. People are not racist. They are scared. I have elderly people contacting me saying they're too afraid to leave their homes. I have women contacting me saying they're after getting raped or sexually assaulted.
Okay. Again, Jessica,
I'm going to say by illegal immigrants. I'm only talking about, and don't get me wrong, I also broadcast the sexual assaults and rapes in Ireland that are by other, you know what I mean, that by Irish. So this is not, but I'm telling you now, this immigration is unsafe. It's unvetted. We're not allowed to go to Australia or America without being vetted, which is only right. And they shouldn't be allowed to come here without being vetted. It's as simple as that. They're putting people in danger, elderly afraid to leave their houses. They are taking up, they are fighting, they are out on the streets, they are causing trouble, but not one bit of it is shown on RTE News. Not one bit of it. Not one. There's nothing shown. That woman was kidnapped and put in the back of a yellow van. She was not shown on RTE.
Jessica, I would like you to send me...
I'm here looking for the statistics that you're...
These statistics that you're trotting off.
I can tell you where to find them. I can tell you where to find them.
Go on, tell us.
I have it all written in front of me. Hold on 1 second. One of five.
Sorry, are you saying that these are, directly attributed to the immigrants in the country?
Yeah, I'm telling you, in the last 2 years... sexual assault and rape has risen by 85%.
No,
so whatever you want to put that down to, sorry, can I ask you a question? You don't think that a rise in the last 2 years has anything to do with immigration? Ignorance.
The same statistics you're reading, Jessica, are they saying that the 85% is to do with immigration?
I'm telling you, hold on.
I asked
Central statistics I'm in the middle of answering. The Central Statistics Office in Ireland, the sexual violence in Ireland, 50% aged 18 to 24 have experienced sexual harassment in the last 12 months. 15% of women have reported inappropriate touching. 50% of men seen above. 3% have experienced stalking. Now I'm going to go in. Ireland was the highest in 6 countries with records of 2 to 4 rape victims per 100,000. Then 1 in 5 Irish women experienced contact sexual violence.
Let me finish, please.
Only 1 in 5 Irish women experience sexual violence, yet only 1% ends in conviction, with 95% of cases
reported to the Garda. I'm now going to cut you off, Jessica, because you're not answering any question. You're not answering any question that we asked you.
Yeah, it is a direct response to illegal immigration. Yes.
No CSO report says anything. No, Jessica, for once, I'm now going to end this conversation. I'm not continuing to talk to you. I am not allowing you to just trot out absolute rubbish absolute rubbish that you believe to be true, and it is not true.
But even if the cases are rising, that's nothing. There's nothing to prove that that's a reflection of immigration in this country. There's nothing to say that that's a result of immigrants coming into Ireland. You are speculating that.
Let me go to Damien. You're on Opinions Matter. Damien, how are you?
How are you doing, Adrian? Just to Jessica's point, she's probably right with the statistics, but it's not proven it's all immigration.
No, of course it's not. And no more than that sort of information will be given out anyway.
Yes. And it's probably rising because more people are telling the cops this. That's why it's going up. They're feeling safer to tell the cops. Anyway, I'm from the north, and it's a joke, these people coming from the south, from Dublin, Coolock, saying Coolock stands with the loyalists.
Being a northerner, to see people from the south coming up with their Irish flags and their Coolock says no, and walking hand in hand with loyalists, and in fact going on the piss with them later on, what does that say to you?
They're not Irish patriots. They're not. They don't care about Ireland. This Saturday is the Hibernian March, or not the Hibernian, the Apprentice Boys March in Derry. Well, they'll be burning fucking tricolours on Saturday night. They'll be hanging paramilitary UDA flags. They'll be flying parachute regiment flags supporting the killing of 14 Irish people in Derry. You know, they don't give a shit about, the loyalists don't care about Irish. They want to kill everything that's Irish. They've always have.
And obviously, I know I did. Did you feel sick to your stomach when you saw these so-called patriots from Dublin walking hand in hand with loyalists?
Yeah, but I also felt sick that they were doing it in Dublin. I mean, our country has emigrated to different countries for centuries. We've been immigrants everywhere, and we've been opened. The countries have opened, America, Australia have opened their arms to us, and we're turning them because they're trying to say Muslims. These people are just racist, and they want a reason to riot. Typical Belfast, just riot for anything.
Mm. Okay, so you found it embarrassing that people from Dublin came up and walked hand in hand with loyalists, and even went for a few beers with them afterwards in the loyalist bar.
Yep.
Stay there.
They weren't singing any rebel songs or any fucking.
No, I'm sure they weren't.
Were they singing "God Save"? Were they sitting singing "God Save the Queen"? These ones from Dublin, or the King? Sorry, he's not, the Queen's dead. But yeah.
I don't know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that bar the other night. I really would. Stay there for a second, Damien. Let me go to Brian. You're on Opinions Matter. Brian, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, thank you, Brian. What did you want to say?
No, just thinking about all them guy them Coolock says no going up to Belfast. Like, I mean, if them loyalists came down here, it'd be murder. Remember the Love Ulster? No,
I was about to say, there was murder when they did come down.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you see. It's crazy, though. I mean, where is this all of this crazy that's going to end? You know what I mean? I mean, it's going on all over England as well. You know what I mean? Even in Belfast, I heard one of the politicians on the news yesterday that one guy had a business there for something like 35 years and it was burnt out of it.
Yeah, I saw it. And in fact, I saw loyalists being interviewed saying they didn't give a shit that poor man who'd built his business up over years, they didn't care that his business was after being burned out.
Yeah, they're getting mixed up with dangerous people there, you know what I mean?
But I think you're, in some cases, I think you're already talking about dangerous people coming from here anyway.
Yeah, well, coming from here and getting involved with dangerous people up there because you just don't know what the end game is going to be.
And when you see people from Dublin marching together with Northern Loyalists from the Sandy Row, from East Belfast, with their Union Jacks and their Northern Ireland flags, what do you think?
I think it blows the purpose of their own protest. You know what I mean? You know, and they just lose their credibility because a protest march outside? Wasn't there a protest outside Garda headquarters?
Some of the Coolock
says no gang turned up in the random.
That's true because of some people having taken part in that protest in Belfast.
So
the protesters are now fighting amongst themselves over that. Stay there for a second. I want to go to this WhatsApp voice note from Angela.
Oh my God, seriously, how thick are these people? They're going up, standing next to loyalists.
who would kill you as much as stand next to you any other day. They're glad to have you stand next to you today. Why? Because they want all of the immigrants and refugees out of their country, Northern Ireland. And where are they going? Into Ireland. So you're going up helping them to ship them down to Ireland. Because they're certainly not getting back on planes going over to the UK. They're coming down to Ireland. Are you fucking stupid or what?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, Jeremy. How's it going? How's Katie and everything?
All good. I'm Adrian, though, but that's okay. Jeremy's on his hand.
No, sorry. I got mixed up there.
Come on.
Yeah. All I can say is they're just fools, like, going up there, like, standing side by side with loyalists who'll kill them in a heartbeat if they got all the weapons they needed, right? And here's a photo now that caught my eye. I take over the weekend, right? I saw an Irish flag next to Shankill Road UVF flag, right? Now, 2 months ago, we commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Dublin and Monaghan bombing, the worst terrorist atrocity to ever take place in this country, mm-hmm. right? And who were the people that carried out the bombing? The UVF Shankill, the Shankill Road UVF.
And these protesters in Belfast the other day were walking hand in hand with them.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, your man Jonathan there, no, my enemy, the enemy is my friend, all that. But you know what? I'd rather have a group of refugees living in a paint factory next to me than a bunch of loyalists that would bloody kill me.
Give me Thornton Hall full of immigrants any day than Thornton Hall, not far from where I live, full of loyalist scum. Any day.
Exactly, right, because the thing is, you know, when your man's business was burnt down there and they said they couldn't give a shit, well, if they keep on doing that, who's going to pay their fucking dole?
it's a good question.
Like I said to Adrian before we came on, I've been, you know, defending the protesters and everything. I'm saying I see their point, but it's just when you see them with the tricolour that was burned in the same place only a few weeks ago, you can't. I mean, it really does make you sick, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, because, like, no, because it's been happening all over Northern Ireland for years. Like, they burn Irish flags, they burn posters of their political enemies and everything, like, and...
These same morons are Irish is 40, or Ireland is 40 Irish, and they're standing up with fucking loyalists. Ireland is for the Irish. Like,
You couldn't make it up.
And sorry, Katie, can I say there, some of the people who ran in the local election gone, like, I don't know, can I mention any names?
We won't mention any names, but people know who you're talking about.
I won't mention any names, but I heard posts of them over a few days saying, isn't it great that... all the people are joining together in this mass protest in Belfast, but yet only fucking a month ago they were burning the Irish flag up in a bonfire. Like, these guys are not patriots at all. They're just plastic. Gone beans, really. Like,
yeah, no, and I agree. United in hatred and racism. That's what's going on here, and that's the one thing that these people that went to Belfast have in common with loyalists, that they're united in hatred and racism. That's it.
Yeah, like, if you take Ireland now as a country, lads, and, like, Ireland has never been a more secular country as we have now. Like, there's no, like, one particular thing dominating anything anymore. Like, there's no Catholic domination, Protestant domination. We're all very mixed, like, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's good because if we go back to the old days, Jesus says nothing would ever change, nothing would ever progress.
Good to talk to you, Henry. Stay there for a moment. Let me go to Lara. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
Hey,
Katie.
Hey, Lara.
Now, what did you want to say, Lara?
I think it's good that they're actually standing together. Do you not think so? No.
No.
Like, you're not, like, I mean, you're saying there, like, who's to say that all them people that were standing there with the flags are all big loyalists that born? People are there to stand together for what's happening in our country.
Okay, people who were in that protest the other day with Union Jacks and UVF flags and Northern Ireland flags, if they're not loyalists, I don't know what they are.
Well, have you any friends from the north?
I have some friends in the north, yeah.
And are they loyalists?
No.
Well, you can't say every person that lives in the north is loyalist.
I'm saying any person who's draped in the Union Jack or the UVF flag is definitely loyalist.
Well, the Union Jack is their flag, like the Irish flag is our flag.
Anybody.
So they're going to fly that flag.
Just say anybody who went up and stood with the loyalists is not a patriot, no matter what.
But she don't know that they're all loyalists. They, like, I mean, not, seriously, come on.
A true patriot.
Are you not allowed to tell the truth?
Lara, if you were from West Belfast, if you were a Catholic from West Belfast, you weren't walking through the streets of Belfast the other day with the Union Jack. Now, get a grip, okay? It is the flag of a certain section of the population in the north, not of everybody. So
you don't think it's better that we all unite together stand for what we are? I mean, if you go to any other country, you have to be vetted. If I want to go and work with anyone, I have to be guard vetted. Yeah, I'm from the country. Yeah, people are getting, don't have to be vetted at all. Like, that's just crazy. Like, come on. Why do you think they're standing together? These people are coming in unvetted.
They are united in hatred and racism. That's what it is.
It's not Adrian. How can you say it's racist? Because legally, like, if people come in, that's fine. Come in with your passport. Like, they're letting people out of their jails and sending them here. I only have to watch the video there on, where a young girl got to getting sexually abused on the bus. And they're actually doing citizen's arrest. And who did the guard stick up for? Your man that touched the girl.
Again, this is a story. I'm only hearing one side of. I don't know how true that story is. Sorry, Katie.
People are saying, you know, this is, we're pushing a government agenda. Adrian, I have been very much on the opposite side of the scale to you when it comes to these protests.
Correct.
But even I cannot defend what happened in Belfast over the weekend. True patriots would not go up and stand with loyalists holding the tricolour that they were burning only weeks ago.
And this shite Mark just sent a message saying,
Shut up, Katie, Ted.
You know, this show is being subsidised by the government. I fucking wish, Mark.
I've
lost
respect for Katie and Adrian.
Seriously, get
today.
A grip.
I've always defended the protesters, said the right to protest, standing with loyalists as somebody who would consider myself a proud Irish woman, an Irish patriot in my own way. I would absolutely never, ever, ever, ever. I would die before I go up and stand
in fact,
with loyalists.
Lara, I want to read a message that just came in, and it says, Lara, they burnt out a man's shop that was there over 30 years. How is that against illegal immigrants? You're an absolute tick.
Did I say that that was a good thing? That man was a shit. I didn't say anything about his shop being burnt or that was a good thing.
But that's what
happened.
I didn't
say that at all.
But that's what happened.
I mean, most shops that are in my little town here aren't Irish. I wouldn't agree with them being burnt out.
Okay, but that's what happened at this protest that you think was wonderful.
Can I ask Lana a question there? Lana, what you make of a picture there over the weekend, right, of an Irish flag next to a UVF flag and what the UVF did in Dublin 50 years ago?
50 years ago? We're talking about now. The problems that are here now.
Not 50 years ago, the problems we're dealing with now.
But Lana,
the same people, they're the same people who bombed Dublin.
I'm sure them people 50 years ago are probably in their 70s and 80s now, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, so that makes a fucking good to stand with a bunch of guys that wanted to fucking kill us 50 years ago.
But how do you know it's that then? Like, I mean, Northern Ireland has a lot of people.
Lara, there was a fucking photograph.
Lara, don't be so
stupid. I'm not
supposed
to let you, mate, so I'd appreciate it back.
Lara,
you know what I mean?
Don't be so stupid to think that a nationalist from the north was walking around Belfast the other day with a Union Jack around them. They weren't. They were all loyalists.
They're standing for the same thing we are. I'm not saying that it's a great thing. I'm just saying that it's good to see people standing together for what they believe in.
And Lana, if the UVF got another chance to put bombs in Dublin, they bloody would.
If you got a chance to put a bomb up there, you probably would. So what's the difference?
No, I actually don't go up bomb people, actually, Lana.
Katie, what were you saying there?
If the true prospect came up of United Ireland, then we would see their true colours.
Oh, you better believe it.
Would we ever get a United Ireland if no one would stand for it?
No, these people stand together in both stupidity and ignorance. That's all they stand together in. Because if the prospect of a United Ireland came true tomorrow, there would be war. There would be war.
Because
the people who you are standing with don't want you on this island.
You can't speak for everyone.
Lara, you're the most naive.
I can't be the only one out there thinking that. People didn't go up there for no reason. They went up to stand together. Like, I just can't see. Like, are you not allowed to agree, Jeremy? Is that the thing with the show?
I'm not Jeremy, but...
sorry, Adrian. Sorry.
Lana, what do you make of these
I have a question for Lara. Would you consider yourself a patriot?
What?
Would you consider yourself an Irish patriot?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, but you don't see a problem with Irish people going up and standing with unionists?
I think they're standing together for the one thing that we all want. They're bringing in illegal immigrants
These same people that they're standing with are the same people who are building bonfires with the tricolour draped across and...
Wait, did you see the exact same people doing it?
3 weeks ago.
Did you see the exact same people that were standing with them doing it?
They're the people who are draping themselves in the Union Jack.
Well, I wouldn't mind if we drape ourselves in our flag. We're told to take it off because we're hurting other people's feelings that come into our country.
Seriously, go and educate yourself. Honest to God, I can't stomach to talk to you anymore. Let me squeeze in a few more WhatsApps before we wrap this up. Jay!
To Rachel from Malahide. I think Rachel from Malahide would have a totally different opinion and a view on this if she had IPAS centres in Malahide. But we all know they'll never go to Malahide. They'll never go to affluent areas, only working class areas. And we'll have Anthony coming on that's never worked a day in his life in this country, gets everything for free handed to him, screaming that we're all far right and everybody's welcome. But maybe if the likes of Anthony had to pay for it in his taxes, or Rachel had to have them living beside her in our beautiful little village of Malahide, she would think different. But it doesn't matter what we think, because it's easy just to brand everybody far right and racist. Interesting topic, though.
Getting away from the conversation, though, Jay, and the conversation was protesters from the Republic siding up and walking hand in hand with loyalists and going out for a piss on the piss in South Belfast in a loyalist bar on Saturday. That's what the conversation was. Ellie!
Hearing about our so-called Irish patriots and the Northern loyalists uniting in their hatred was not on my bingo card for 2024. I think it's disgusting. Some videos I seen had children, little 10-year-olds, chanting racist slurs. Yeah, everyone has a right to protest, but what happened over the weekend was just embarrassing and disgusting and just shows you what lowlifes they are and what their opinions really are. They're all racist scum.
Simple as. End of. Thank you very much indeed, Ellie, for your message. Thank you, all of you, for your messages. Do you think we'll see a repeat of that more?
I hope not.
I wonder how welcome they would be if the loyalists came down to Dublin for a protest. That'll be interesting, because they wouldn't be.
No. I don't want them down here, do you?
No, and that's the point. United in hatred is literally what we witnessed on Saturday.
What I find the most amazing about all of this, and, you know, Jessica's still there in the Facebook comments, is that these people consider themselves patriots. To these people whose ancestors were literally brutally murdered by the ancestors of the people they were standing with.
Mm-hmm.
These people would do the same to you tomorrow if they could. And they can sit... You know what? Do you know what I'd say to anybody who's like Jessica or like Lara who's on there who consider themselves patriots? I don't know if they've ever done it. Go do Glasnevin Cemetery. Go do... We were going to talk about Kilmainham Jail recently. Mm. Go do them. And then see how quick you will be to go up and stand there, because it will change your whole opinion.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.